Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, in verse number 21 of Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of a man who became a sahabi, a companion of the three messengers that were sent to a city. And when he found out that the messengers were being harassed and that some of them had this intention, Aliyazu Billah, to harm the prophets. So he came running to assist them and to explain to the community that this is a big mistake that they are doing. And then there was a dialogue between him and the community, his own community. So he is saying to them, ittabi'u, you should follow those who are not asking from you any kind of recompense. Malla yas'alukum ajra wa hum muhtadun. This will tell you the sincerity of these individuals. They are not asking for anything. All they are doing is talking to you about what is right and what is wrong. In this ayat-e kareema, ulama have mentioned, Allah has mentioned this in Surah Yasin, so that as Muslims we understand the importance of ikhlas. Whatever we do in this dunya, whatever good deeds that we do, it should not be attached for your own personal gain or your personal benefit or your own agenda. The real enjoyment in life is when a person has this mindset, I am doing everything only for Allah. One of the reasons why we don't have sukoon in our life, we don't have contentment in our life, because when we are doing something, we are always expecting something also from people. This is the mistake. When you are doing something and expecting something from people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, then you are expecting from these people, so let it be. But if you did it for me, for my pleasure, then there are no limitations for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have rewarded you back would have been very, very different. So we are suffering in this dunya. A lot of time we don't have sukoon, because a lot of the times when we are doing something, it is not for the pleasure of Allah. We like to cover it up. We will say, no, no, humne to Allah ke liye kaam kiya hai, Allah ke liye kar rahe. Lekin asal mein dil ke andar chori chupi hui. Dil ke andar kya hai chori? chupi hui. That is why we have to be very, very smart, my respected brothers. Sometimes it may go against you, but long term, when you are doing it wholly and solely for my Allah and no one else, then you don't need nothing from nobody. Because you are doing it only for that one Zat, and that Zat is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it is going to hit your emotions. It's going to be very, very difficult, some decisions in life. Very simple. What is Sharia telling me? If Sharia is telling me this, then I am doing it for Allah. Bas khatam. If my Allah is telling me to do this, I am doing it for Him only, not for any. I am not doing it for Imam Sahib. I am not doing it for my mother. I am not doing it for my father. I am not doing it for my family. I am not doing it for my business partner. I am not doing it for nobody. I am doing it only for my Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had trained his companions, male and female, on this topic. He trained them. He put inside them lillahiyat. What is the meaning of lillahiyat? Liwajhillah. What is the meaning of that? Doing something for Allah. Even the women. If you look at the Islamic Empire, there was so much khulus. You know, for a woman, I'm giving you an example. The most difficult amal for her, action for her, she can wake up for tahajjud. She can give in the path of Allah. But sharing the husband, is the most difficult situation for a woman. Bahut bada bada kathan imtihan hai bhai, bahut kathan imtihan. Now for a woman to share the husband, for her is very hard. For the men, what is it? Nothing. For the women is hard. But if you look at Islam and the Islamic Empire and Sahabiyat and how Allah's Nabi had trained them and how they were tested at the highest level, that everything is for the pleasure of Allah. The Sahabiyat also accepted this, that my other sister marry my husband. Three women would marry one Sahabi. Four women would marry one Sahabi. But all that was done only for who? For the pleasure of Allah. Kiske liye? Bas mere Allah ka hukam hai bhai, khatam ho gayi baat. Kitni training di thi sahaba ko. For my Allah, I'm doing it for my Allah. But as time progresses, when we have adopted different kind of cultures, then we have accepted zina, we have accepted fornication, adultery, every kind of filth and guna we accept. But we don't accept what our deen tells us. Then how far we are? This is the difference when a man and a woman thinks like this, main kar rahi hu, kar raha hu, kiske liye? Allah ke liye. I don't care. And if I am going to do it for my Allah is going to give me sukoon, barakat, strength in my life. And if my Allah gives me one shot, bila hisab kitab jannat, do I want anything else? Do I want to wait in the queue, interrogation, bhai? Do I want to wait in the queue, interrogation ke liye, hisab kitab ho raha hai? Agar mere Allah ne mujhe wo in'am diya, if I'm doing it for my Allah, subhanallah, and straight away Allah gives me. Look how they were trained. Look at how in the past, you know, they say, oh, those women were different. No, I'm sorry. Those women had two eyes, you have two eyes. Those women were reading Surah Fatiha, you are reading Surah Fatiha. Look, I'm in no way promoting anything here, but my duty is what is halal, haram is haram. Kisi ko bura lage, lekin Allah ko achha, Allah ke liye hum kaam kar rahe hain, sahi hai na? We are doing it for the pleasure of Allah. But what I'm saying is that when you are doing it for Allah, you know, the most difficult situation for a woman in her lifetime is this. بلکہ یہ بھی اتنا آسان ہو جاتا ہے if you have a mindset, نہیں نہیں, what is my Allah say telling me? If my husband is giving me all the rights, if my husband is looking after me and he is fulfilling my rights, then ختم ہو گئے بات, it's okay. I'm doing it for who? Allah. ختم ہو گئے بات. بہت بہت بڑی بات. سبحان اللہ. If a child understands this, the youth understand this, that my dad is nagging at me, my mom is telling me off. Why are they telling me off? What is the reason? What is the agenda? Do they want something from me? Do they want something dunya from me? Did they ask about dunya from me? Did they say that go and do this and earn money and this is what we want? Why is she telling me this? Why is my dad telling me this? If the youth understand this, they are doing it for the pleasure of Allah. What are they doing it? For the pleasure of Allah. See, my respected brothers, when we think like that, when a person is doing everything for Allah, life becomes very easy. Very easy. A person is ill, very, very ill, very ill. Very ill. Allah says. Now Shaitan tells him, look at that person running, walking, got children, got a house, earning, goes to Dubai, does Hajj, gives iftari, does this. Look at him, business class mein ye ghumta rehta hai, mauj masti kar raha hai, very nice, enjoy. And look at you, crippled, in bed, bed bound, ill, this, that, everything. Shaitan puts waswasa in him. Look at you, teri talaq ho gayi. Look at you, that other woman is enjoying. Look at you, you've got nothing. You know, all sorts of things Shaitan ke put in your mind. All a person needs to do is just sits back and says and thinks, am I fulfilling the haq of Allah? Am I doing my duty I have to do for my Allah? If it's a tick, then after that you just say, however my life is, it is from Allah and I will live for my Allah. However my life is, it is from Allah and I live for my... Finished. Of course we make dua for afiyat. Of course we make dawa. Of course we make dua. All these things we do. But life, if you want sukoon, sukoon only comes when we understand the concept of liwajhillah. That is why in Surah Yaseen, you know, a man loves money. A man loves money. He loves money. Isko paise se bari mohabbat hoti hai. Har aadmi ko. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is identifying this, that the prophets who came to you, are they asking any kind of recompense? Did they ask anything to you? Did they say, hamare liye bangla banao, hamare liye ye karo, wo karo, falan karo? They didn't say that. A Nabi, his level of Iman is so high, that it is impossible, subhanallah, you know, when you look at their lifestyle and how they live. Isa alayhi salam, his entire life, they call him the Messiah. They call him the Messiah, Masih. You know why they call him the Masih? He didn't have a house. He would only walk around, moving from one town to another town, one city to another city, moving around. His Hawariyin, that's what they call him, Masih. And that is why they say Masihud Dajjal. Dajjal is also going to be walking around. And Isa alayhi salam was a massive testing individual for all of humanity. A big test. Isa alayhi salam is a big test for humanity. Allah wanted to test Banu Israel. Are they going to slip? Or are they going to understand the concept of Tawheed? Most of them slipped. Bana diya Allah ka beta, Aliyazubillah. Yeah. Aliyazubillah. They slipped. This was a test for them. Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested. Anbiya tested. And so my respected brothers and elders, subhanallah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his life. He is departing from this dunya, he hasn't got oil in his house for the room to become lit up. Aisi kisi ki zindagi hogi? A few days to his departure from this dunya, Ummahatul Mu'mineen don't have oil. Itna tel nahi hai ki aag jale aur roshni jal. Kuch bhi nahi. What are you going to say to the messengers like this? Can you say anything? Do you think they have an agenda? Do you think they came with a worldly agenda? Look at the people around them. Who in his lifetime will have put a stone in his stomach to make it heavy? No food, the stomach is so empty that you are tying a stone in your stomach just to make it feel a bit heavy. Aisa kisi ke upar aaya hai hawala zindagi ka. Subhanallah. So, are these messengers asking for something in return to you people, recompense? This is what that man is saying, this Hawari, this person is saying. So we should also have ikhlas. The least we can do when we do anything, any good deed, you do it and you turn away. What is it? You do it and you turn away. You're doing it for who? Khatam ho gaya bhai. Bahut mashhoor waqia hai. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he was a soldier. Hazrat Ali was a, mashallah, mujahid. He was a big fight, great fight. But usually in the battlefield, what happens is that in the beginning, the enemies would select one or two wrestlers to come forward, and then they would challenge the opponent that, you know, you want to fight anyone, we'll show you. So this was how it was back in the days. So whenever the mushrikeen would select the heavy fighters, wrestlers, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would select his own family, Hazrat Ali, to fight. Otherwise, if you are a leader, you would want to save your own children, your cousins, your family, and put somebody else. All these MPs, their children are in safety. All these MPs, nobody is fighting for Ukraine. These angels that are there, as compared to the Palestinians which are there. A Musliman, subhanallah, their blood is very cheap today. Every single Muslim leader is going to be asked on the day of Qiyamah, the house of Allah was disrespected. What did you do? Did you leave your Muslim army in for i'tikaf? The army and the tanks are doing i'tikaf. What are they doing? I'tikaf. They are all in i'tikaf. Showpiece. It's only showpiece. Your power, all of this, everything showpiece. Take your pagri out to the British government. What is it? Take your pagri out. Bhai, nikalo pagri. Nikal do main pagri. British. Arming Ukraine, supporting Ukraine, giving them ammunition, giving them the best weapons they require. Dunya ko carry hoots with you, man. Do whatever you want to do. We are blindly going to support Ukraine. Tu kya karega, bhai? Kya hai? This is, tu kya karega? Tere andar hai kya? Wasted people, you Muslims. What are you? Nothing. We don't have no power. It's okay. Mort. Just at the time of death. وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّئِيمِ When Allah will start to question, you know, my respected brothers. Allah ke ghar ki itni behurmati ho rahi hai. And nobody is saying anything. And they know this, because they know this, the Muslims are so weak. They are so weak that even the Hindus have come out in India. They know that.
ان میں کوئی دم ہی نہیں ہے, سڑے ہوئے لوگ ہیں, سڑے ہوئے لوگ ہیں. بولتے ہیں, all they do is moon fighting, moon fighting. کبھی کوئی مقابلے کی بات آئی تو سب خاموش, nobody speaks, then quiet, don't speak. But when it comes to attacking your own Islam, all about moon. ارے واہ, کمال کے لوگ ہیں یار. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی سے بس this man, you know, running away, running, fighting for a cause, for a Nabi, for the messengers, dialogue, talking to them, excuse me, what are you doing? Did they ask you for money? Look at him getting involved right in the middle. And look what will happen to him. Is aadmi ka kya hone wala hai, ya aapne dekhna hai. This is what happens. People who fear death are not worthy of living in this dunya. Musalman ke liye to maut naamat hai. Kya hai? Mere Allah is very he loves me and you more than your mother loves you. Why? Do we not understand that? He loves you more than your mother loves you. Allah to hume bahut pyar karte hai. Bahut, bahut pyar karte hai. Mujahid Azam, look at the Sahaba, look at the companion, look how they were, brave soldiers. Allah opened for them the world. They took on the biggest empires, you know, the biggest empires. Kaunti, Roman Empire, Persian Empire, koi bhi empire, come with us. They took on the whole world. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is in the battlefield and he is about to overpower the enemy, and he decided that out of anger I'm going to spit on him. Kya hai? Spat on Hazrat Ali. And he spat on his face. Thuka yahan. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala got red, you know, red. As a human being, you know, when somebody spits on you, that's the zenith of humiliation. What is it? The zenith of humiliation. Arre, bahut tumne mujhe zaleel kiya, yaar, spitting on me. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, what did he just put his sword down, sat down. That man's baffled. What is he doing? He's supposed to kill me. You know, I've got no weapons, nothing. He's supposed to kill me. So now there's a dialogue. You know, what are you doing? He says, no, I'm just waiting. Just give me a few seconds. I'll kill you, but wait for a few seconds. I'll fight you, wait for a few seconds. What's happening? He goes to me, I'm just sitting and thinking, am I fighting you, liwajhillah, for Allah or for my anger? Look at the training given to these students of Rasulullah. Mighty lions, these were mighty lions. Sitting, pondering, ki yaar, main itna lal ho gaya hoon, my face is red. Is it mixed with my own anger? Because if I'm going to do something for my anger, it's no use. I am here in the battlefield for my Allah, for my deen, for my Rasul, for Islam. After looking inside, he stood up again. So let's continue. Kya baat thi? Kya baat thi? Look at these people, masters of intention. Umar radiallahu ta'ala an comes running, O Nabi of Allah, you know I love you. You know I love you. These were lovers, you know. Hum to aurton ko kehte I love you. Yaar, kabhi duao mein Allah ko bhi kaho, Allah I love you. Sometimes even say to Allah I love you. Sometimes even say to your Nabi I love you. Kabhi to kuch bole na. O Nabi, I love you so much, you know. But look at these people, they were so sincere and truthful. This is how, you know, you see me and this is how we are. This is what Sahaba were. So truthful. He said, I love you, Ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, but, Ya Rasulullah, I think I love myself more. Kya kaha? Vichare, kitne simple aadmi the. Dekhi na, kitne bade, how big he was, but look how they spoke. But I don't know. I don't know. I love you so much. But is it that I love myself a bit more? You know, every human likes himself, no? I love myself maybe more.
Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam again training them. Umar, your iman can never be complete until you love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than yourself, Umar, more than your skin, your body, your blood, your organs, your eyes, your ears. Until you don't surrender every part of yourself to me, I'm a Nabi of Allah. Your iman is still incomplete. What did they do? Give me a few seconds, Ya Rasulullah, a few seconds. You know, just do muraqabah. Tatola mein apne azab. Oh, no, 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 Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than myself. Now, O Umar. You're talking now, O Umar. This is when people became leaders, my respected brothers. Not like the Scottish Prime Minister, Mr. Hamza Yusuf. Bichara, kya karenge yaar, kisko karenge? To get to the top, he had to sell out so many fundamental, you know, principles of Islam. To sell it out, just to get to the top. Allah jane, kya jane, Allahu Akbar, I don't know. How were these people? Sincerity. Today, you know, we lack that sincerity, my respected brothers. You know, we always want something from people. If you have done something, you are expecting it from people. Kya log meri tarif kare, log shabashi de, people take my name, my post, my position, my name, I did this, put me on YouTube, mera bayan log sune, fala, ye, kya hai bhai, do it for who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bas finished. You do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your life is full of sukoon. Full of sukoon. You know, the greatest commander and chief in the Muslim world was Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, I had the good fortune to visit his mazar and his grave in Syria. What a giant this man was. In Kufr, he gave the Muslims a hard time. In the battle of Uhud, you know, he came back and he attacked the Muslims. This idea was also from the Khalid. A soldier, he was a bone soldier. Before the battles, he would study the land and the location thoroughly. He would do a great planning. He knew, he would look at the enemies, how they would function, what they are. And then he would set the army. People were scared of his name. People were just saying, you know what? Khalid is there, finished. Radiallahu ta'ala. Khalid is there, finished. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala started to think, maybe these people are thinking that it is Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala that is giving them victory, not Allah. Kuch Khalid bin Walid par iman zyada tumhara chad gaya. Hai 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 hai. Islah to dekhe bare logo ki. They do Islah. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, from the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr, he's the one who takes care of the Muslim army. No one says nothing. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, can you close that door for a bit please, if you don't mind? Isko zara ban karenge? Thora, jazakallah, jazakallah. So, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what he did, he called Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, or he wrote a letter to him. He says, Khalid, I'm removing you from your position, radiallahu ta'ala, commander and chief, in one single letter, out. You're not no longer the commander and chief. Now, can you imagine moving a man like Hazrat? People, what? It was breaking news. Do you think Hazrat Umar did the right thing? Do you think he did the right thing? But look at the iman of Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Yaar, ye kamal ki baat. If it was you and I, we would have grudges. We would be doing ghibat for 3 weeks. For 4 weeks, we will be doing ghibat. He didn't look at my hard work for years. Hazrat Abu Bakr's time, I did this, I did that. How can he remove me? And he replaced me by another person who's elderly. How? Why should he? You see, there is no sukoon in ghibat, but when you are doing it for Allah, there is so much sukoon. Sahaba taught us this.
So, you know, people, one or two said to him, how do you find it? So he says, what do you mean? How do you feel? He goes, nothing. He said something ajeeb. He says, when I was the commander-in-chief of the Muslim army, I was doing it for who? Allah. And now I have been deposed and I'm just a mujahid, just another, you know, fighter, a soldier. I am doing it for Allah. What changes? What changes, bhai? Nothing changes. Hazrat Umar did what he felt was right and I am doing it for Allah. I have to do itaat of my Amir. Kitni bari baat, itaat of my Amir. Today wife does not listen to the husband. Today children are not listening to their parents. Ghar ka Amir ek mard hota hai. Sune unki baat. Haan, if it is against Sharia, then don't listen. Against Sharia. Maa baap ki baat suno. Imam, ulama ki baat suno. Suno, nek logo ki baat suno. Bhai, Allah ne jo kahe, jin logo ki baat sunni chahiye, wo suno. Dilo jaan se suno. Hidayat then comes, my respected brothers. And nothing happened. And you know what? And we know that when Hazrat Khalid bin Walid was removed, how much land was also conquered in the time of Hazrat Umar. Like fire in the bush. He taught the people that your iman has to be only on Allah. What did he say? Hargiz main ye na dekhu ki tumhara iman banduk pe ho, taqat par ho, Khalid bin Walid par ho, numbers par ho. Nahin. This comes secondary. First your iman has to be upon who? This is the Muslim. This is what Surah Yasin is teaching us. Are they asking you any recompense? This is what the companion is saying. Kuch pucha hai tumhe dunya ke mutalik. Surah Insan, Surah Dahar. Innama nut'imukum liwajhi Allah la nuridu. Isse pehle. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. And we are feeding and we feed and we give food. Despite the fact that Allah is saying, حُبِّهِ, they themselves like food. And what is the meaning of it? Here, in this ayat, it is saying, when you give food, give the food with honor and respect, quality food, what you like. We hamare yahan to kya hota hai? You've done iftari, and then there's food that is left over. Oh, there's food left over. Give it to the neighbor. Why did you not give it to your neighbor before Maghrib? After Asr? But you decide to give your leftover food to your neighbors. Wo kya koi bhikhari log hai? They've got no food on their platter, on their table. Look, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you can't do that. People do that. Alhamdulillah kare. But what the Quran is telling us, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. Read the tafsir of حُبِّهِ in your own time. حُبِّهِ. That what you like for yourself. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'in would treat their slaves. The clothes they wear, the slaves would wear. The food they eat, the slaves would eat that food. Not what we did in Africa. That is why nobody became a Muslim. When the Indian Muslims migrated to Malawi, Zimbabwe, South Africa, the southern part of Africa, what ihsan did we do to Africa? Nothing. We stole from the Africans. That is what we did. We did ihsan, we stole from them. If we wanted to do ihsan, we would have understood what the Arabs did, what the Arabs did. You know, if you look at the whole of the African continent, you look at Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, wherever they went, they gave Iman. What did they do? Gave Iman. They didn't treat anyone like a slave. They didn't say to them, ah, boy, come here, remove my socks. They didn't say that. They didn't do that. Khair, things might have changed now. Imagine, my respected brothers, look at where, what the Quran is teaching us. Look, what is the Quran saying, you know? وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا. When you're giving to the miskeen, give him also what you like. Abhi hum to kya dete hai?
dukan mein leftover food, ye biscuits khatam nahi ho rahi, out of expiry de do. Allah is saying, bhai, this is you giving in the path of Allah. Allah does not accept raddi cheese. What is it? Give, make someone happy. Dil se dua de tumhe. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينَوْ وَيَتِيمَوْ The orphans were asira, and also the captives and the prisoners. At the time of the battle of Badr, darwaza ban kar de, please, if you can. Jazakallah. If you can. Open that side, use that side of the door, the sun is hitting me directly, please. So, what happens is that in Badr, they were non-Muslims, Huzur alayhi salams. Some said, should we give them, you know, the food, we are eating good food. Ayat was revealed. As Muslims, we practice humanity. Kya hai? Give them also the best food. What you are eating, give the non-Muslims that food. Imagine that. And then what does Allah say? إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ Look, we are doing all of these good deeds, feeding you, contributing in the path of Allah. For who? لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ La nuridu minkum jaza'a wala shukura. We don't want anything from you, and we don't even want you to say jazakallah. If you say it is good, but you know, we don't expect nothing from you. Kitni bari baat thi mere aziz. Wa atal mala ala hubbihi. The Quran also says this. De mere aziz aur insan jab li wajhillah deta hai na li wajhillah. Subhanallah. Allah ka darwaza uske liye bhi khul jata hai. Allah ka darwaza uske liye bhi khul jata. I have a friend of mine who lives in Malaysia. Allah give him a long life. He does a lot of dawah works, and many a times he invites me there also for dawah. There's a lot of missionary works. Just today, I was talking to a young boy whose parents are from Malaysia, but he is a Christian. Have bilkul. Dekhi hidayat to Allah dete hai, bahut koshish ki usko samjhane ke liye, alhamdulillah. He says, I need a bit of time. So I said, Allah give you time. Khair chalo. Allah gives hidayat to whom He wills. A lot of missionaries working in many parts of that world. He does a lot of good works. He was ill and, he rang me. He says, Imam, you know what happened? I says, no. He says, I think it was his, there was a tumor in the kidney somewhere, stomach mein. So he said that one of my person who is a worker, his son had to go through this operation of the heart, but the operation would cost him a lot, bichara, he could not afford it. So he says, I'm just telling you this because I'm overjoyed. He says, I paid for the entire operation. I paid for the entire operation. And that child is now running around. The doctors were saying he's got no chances. MashaAllah, we went, we had the best surgeons, everything is done. This same worker, a few months ago came to me. He said to me, I want you to come to that doctor there in Malaysia and take a scan of your kidneys or internal organs. He goes, what are you talking? I'm perfectly fine. He goes, no, please do it and do it. He says, no. So anyway, he says, this man was stubborn. He took me in the morning. We went. He says, generally we have a checkup. Let me have a checkup. So I went. And they found out I had a cancerous tumor there, which I didn't know. But how did he know? How did this man know? So he said that, for 3 days I have been having a dream that so and so has got this issue in the stomach. Go and do the treatment. Go and do the treatment. So he's saying, Alhamdulillah, I've done the treatment. I'm happy and everything is good. He says, why do you think Allah put me in this position? Why? Because He was the one who assisted him in recovering that person's son, that baby. Do you remember? It was his son. Uske ladke ki, usne jo hai kifalat ki, he looked after his son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked after him in this. Allah works in a mysterious way, my respected brothers. Li wajhillah.
when you are doing it for who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing, subhanallah, that can be of any issue after that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers and elders, that if we want sukoon, and if we know that Allah is happy, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, stop. Stop your life doing it. Don't worry, don't panic, because this is from Allah, this is what Allah wanted. Khair. If you have got 3 daughters, 4 daughters, alhamdulillah, no sons, no problem. My Allah wanted this for me. My Allah wanted this. I am earning, you know, a bit of livelihood. Khair, alhamdulillah. You know, this is what Allah wanted. Everything we put this, liwajhillah, my Allah wanted this. Aapne hajj ek martaba kiya hai, tumhari neighbor ne 15 martaba kiya hai, koi baat nahi. My Allah wanted this. Whatever my Allah wants is going to happen when we adopt this kind of a lifestyle. Believe me, my respected brothers, there won't be fights in the family. There won't be issues between husband and wife. There won't be issues between children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And then in the dialogue, furthermore, as we start another ayat of the Quran 22, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Ajib kalam. And then he is talking to them. Look at how courageous this man is. Look at him. He's taking on the entire mushrik community. One man against the rest. He's butting in now. Now what's the matter with me? وَمَا لِيَ, what do you think? Do you think I'm not right in the head? Subhanallah. Wamaliya. Why should I, wamaliya, why should I not worship that Allah that has, you know, fatarani in the Arabic language doesn't mean that Allah has just created me. It's a unique word that the Quran uses. La'abudu alladhi fatarani. It means, why should I not worship that Allah who has given me my entire existence? What does fatarani mean? My entire existence, you know, everything for me to be in this dunya, everything, my functioning, he is the one who has given it to me. So why should I not be worshipping that Allah who has given me everything? He is the one who created me, my existence. And then he says something amazing. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And don't you know that we will all be returning to him? Don't you know we are all going to be returning to him? Now here, there is so much to talk about. The beginning and the end. Bahut sari baate yahan hai. If I'm going to start, I won't enjoy it, because then I'll have to end halfway. So, isliye aap mere liye bhi dua kare, hum aapke liye bhi dua karenge. Inshallah, we continue with the few more days we have. Please listen attentively. Mothers and sisters, listen at home. Quran is shifa. Quran will untie the knots of kufr and doubt. Quran will guide you. Quran will make your iman strong. Baat sune, ye hidayat hai aur noor hai. Allah har ek ko taufeeq de. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwab.